3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. The aforementioned Detroit Tigers become the topic, and I'm just going to simply provide you with data. You can do what you want with it. All of the things we are about to say are true. They're the hottest team in baseball in the last 15 games. They are destroying bad teams. They're killing the White Sox. They beat up on the Angels. They'll probably do it again tonight. They are 5.5 games out of a wild card. The Twins have hit the skids here. It happens in baseball. But here's my question. When does it become a pennant chase? Not something that's fun or cute or enjoyable, a real pennant chase. So the data I want to provide to you, and I am saying it without comment, I am just offering it. You tell me if you believe it or not. They have 29 games to go. You're 5.5 games out. You can do the mathematics. Yesterday we told you you probably needed to go 22-8 to make the playoffs, to get to 88 wins. Not 90, not 89, 88. You won last night, so you'd have to go 21-8 here on out. That is a very, very thin, razor-thin margin. Fangraphs says you have a 3.7% chance to make the playoffs. Do with it what you will. I'm not going to do a sales pitch either way on that. I want to know, as fans, when does this become a pennant chase? Or, in your mind, is it already one? From a technical standpoint, if you're watching games and you want to know if your team won, and you're checking the scoreboard to see if the Minnesota Twins lost, that is, in essence, a pennant chase. But the math is the math. Only you can decide. And there is no wrong answer. If you say after last night where the Twins lost again and we won again, and you go, look, I got 2 with the Angels and 3 with the Red Sox coming up. The Red Sox, by the way, are the first team out of the playoffs at 68-64. If you say it starts now, ain't nobody going to yell at you. I don't know that we would necessarily agree, but I would like to know, when does this become a pennant chase? 248-539-9797. Go ahead, have some fun with it. 3.7% chance per FanDuel.
I think
FanDuel, Fangraphs.
Step one has already been accomplished. Mike, this team's in the graphic. We often talk about, can you be in the graphic late in the season? They're there. And they're not the last team in the graphic. That's what makes you start feeling like, wait.
Who's the last team in the graphic?
Seattle. They're tied with Seattle. They're both 5.5 games out, but you just basically got Seattle's coach fired. Seattle went for it at the trade deadline, and they've fallen on their face. And you're there with a bunch of young guys, and you're winning, and you just swept the White Sox, and you kept the winning streak going. You're in the graphic. To me, the full buy-in that I start to really pay attention to the other teams, you probably got to get to 3.5 games out. And now I'm invested. Now that means good series here, bad series with the other team, and
that could be
you're on
weekend,
their heel. Right.
Could be.
They're close, but you got to get there. I'm not going to give you points for being close because you've been disappointing all year. So you got to make the work up. You got to get to 3.5. That's my measuring.
All right, David. When does this become a pennant chase?
It becomes a pennant chase because the Red Sox are right above them. If the Tigers win that series this weekend, it's a chase. You're in the race at that point.
You swap spots with the Red Sox,
correct,
and you're the first team out.
Correct.
I think if you go 4-1 over your next 5, if you can go 4-1 over your next 5, finish this series out against the Angels, you obviously grab a couple against the Sox, and you wake up Monday morning, maybe you're 3.5-4 out. If you want to treat it like a pennant chase, I'm not mad at you. But I do have a hard time with the math. I do. But I'm jaded. Kenny, go ahead.
I think we're all saying the same thing, except just in a different way. Because for me, it's in a week from today, that's what, 22, 23 games left in your schedule?
Yeah.
If you're 3 games out, with that many games left to go, you're a series away from being in the wild card spot if everything goes your way.
There's also a part of this, Kenny, that doesn't feel real. How about this? It feels real, but it's not sustainable. You have 2 pitchers. You called up people that, you know, I talked to Dan Dickerson earlier. He was in the building to do some taping. And it was this idea. We were joking about, you know, Dan is one of the most knowledgeable baseball guys there is. And we were joking, and it's like, dude, I don't even know who these guys are. And Dan's like, cool, neither did I. Like, it just, none of these guys have pedigree. None of these guys are anything the organization thought was any special, was any good. They made a trade for Jack Flaherty, and they said openly, we're not replacing him.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the young bats are doing their thing, but the pitching has been, and it's not just the White Sox. This has been since the minute they dealt Flaherty. The pitching has been excellent.
Yeah. Bullpen days are used to be automatic L's. Like, wait, we just want another one and another one and another one. So, yeah, I'm with you that you don't have to just rely on your two starters. You're getting the job done with the other guys.
But can it sustain? Video gets out. Guys with limited ability get exposed. I'm saying I need to see a little more. I have no issue with anyone who says we're in a chase right now. Have your fun with it. But the math is the math. 3.7% with Fangraphs, or the barometer of 88 wins being what it'll take to get in. Are you ready to say your team's going to go 21-8 to do this? I am not there yet. I don't think that's negative, but no. I'm with Rico. I think if we started next week where 5.5 became 3.5 or 3, and you had a 5-1 homestand, and you're still the hottest team in baseball, then it would feel different to me.
And see, I think also the reason why I say 3.5 games, because you had all summer to corner the market. Now football's about to start, and let's face it, the Lions are good. So a lot of people are going to be looking at Ford Field and what the Lions are doing. If you're still sitting there 5.5, 6 games out, treading water, you're not interesting anymore. But if you have a real chance at this and not just a 3% chance, that's why, yes, these next 5 games, especially because you're playing the Red Sox, can really help your case. You get into it where you're, like, as David said, Kenny, you're right. You're the first team out. You're right there on the cut line. You're sitting there looking at Minnesota and then you, yes. But with the competition of football, whether it's pro or college, that's the problem. You had all summer to get this done and you didn't do it.
So does this schedule suggest 21-8? You do what you want with it. You get 2 more with the Angels. 3 with the Red Sox. All right? Then we're heading out west. At the Padres, who are excellent, for 3. At the A's, who are basically the Angels, for 3. Then you're home against the Rockies, who are horrific, for 3. 3 against Baltimore. 3 on the road against Kansas City, 3 on the road against Baltimore, 3 against the Rays, 3 against the Sox, the White Sox. If you get it done here and we can get to the West Coast trip in the mix, it's almost like you have 2 difficult weeks and then 2 cake weeks if you look at how it breaks down.
And then the White Sox.
then it's like free square. I would just like to know, because I think the Fangraphs thing is sobering at 3.7%. But if you want to throw that in the garbage and you want a more simplified, okay, can they go 21-8 with what I just listed? I got a hard time buying it.
Yeah.
I think it's been fun, and I'm excited what they're doing offensively. But the pitching, I got a hard time believing that a bunch of no-name guys are not going to get figured out and start getting knocked around the ballpark. And they've already said they're not pitching Skubal every 5 days. They're going to be very mindful of Skubal and rest.
See, I wonder if they reconsider that, though, as you start getting closer. Because the whole thing was, we're going to sit Skubal down because it was their way of waving the white flag. But now you start winning, I think that you start seeing Skubal getting closer and closer back to his regular spot in the rotation because the games are starting to mean more and more.
David? Yeah, that Padres series is key because, yeah, I mean, that's the road series that starts that road series. San Diego's also trying to make the playoffs here. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be tough there. But that 9-game stretch, that week and a half stretch with Baltimore twice and Kansas City, that does make me think, yeah, they probably can't win the games they need to win.
Well, it's what I said to you is, look, man, you're going to have a 6-game stretch where it's A's and Rockies. That's the offset. Just like when you had White Sox and Angels. That's the offset. You know, those are 5-1 clips if you're actually going to be able to get this done. And to finish the season, look, it's unpredictable. The Rays are basically a 500 team. But the White Sox, the only case I could make that that's not a sweep at the end of the year when the Twins could be gripping is that the White Sox might do what the Tigers did in 03, which is go Hercules mode to avoid history. Didn't the Tigers win 7 of their last 8 in 03 to
they
avoid
did,
it?
They did, Mike, but I can't prove it, but I think teams all chipped in so that the Tigers wouldn't get that record. They kind of didn't throw games, but they didn't try their hardest, and it was kind of a tip of the cap to the Tigers. We don't want you getting this record.
248-539-9797. So there's the two sides of it. Now, if you want to talk about Labor Day plans or something, you can go somewhere else. I want to know if this is a pennant chase and what will it take for it to be so. 21-8 or 3.7% chance at the playoffs per Fangraphs. You can do whatever you want with it. We'll take phone calls next. 248-539-9797.